I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And never want to lose.
I tell you, if you can only see us now, we are dancing on this stage. Like we just have a ball here at this couples cafe. Welcome. We welcome you in to talk about couples, to talk about love, to talk about that special, special relationship. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. And now I'm gonna
talk about something.
Okay.
I got some ideas.
Okay. All right.
So this is something that they can marinate on and think about it.
Okay.
And then maybe they'll call in.
Okay.
But these are some ideas. These are tips for couples that every couple should try.
So since we're at the Couples Cafe, this would be on the menu of the Couples Cafe.
There you go. This is on the menu.
Okay.
And you know what a menu is, sweetie? You choose what you think you might
make
like.
Make choices. Mm,
that's
right.
Good, Rob. That's right. I like that. All right. So here's the ideas.
Okay.
It's called... a walk date. Go for walks together. Mm-hmm. And just in the cool of the day. Now, you and I were doing that. Until it got cold. But so choose what time you want to do the walk dates. And it's inexpensive,
it is.
Right?
Because
these ideas will cater to anybody's budget.
That's
okay?
Right. That's
Here's
right.
another one. An elegant date. You go on a date where you allow your spouse to dress up and feel special and pretty and go. So that's on the high side of the budget. So I'm trying to come to where you are. Okay. Then you got a dance date. Now that's the one I'm speaking this out into the universe for everybody to hear, but in particular, my partner over here, a dance date.
Now you're not talking about pole dancing, are you?
I'm not talking about pole
I just
dancing.
Want to get a...
Okay.
That's not a bad date. Okay, go on.
I'm talking about salsa, a line dancing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You do know people used to think I was on Soul Train as a teenager. So
that's why Soul Train was canceled.
Okay. I got some skills. Okay. So a dance date where you go out dancing.
Yeah, that is good.
And a lot of our senior centers have dancing, Rob. And it doesn't cost much. And at the age we are, everything's free for us, you know, for our fitness.
Right.
Okay, here we go. A candlelight dinner date. And then it doesn't cost you anything but some candles. You light some candles around the house and you could fix dinner for your wife or your husband and surround you with candles, turn the lights out, or you can go to a restaurant and do a candlelight
meal.
That's
very good to do because the power bills are so expensive now. That'll help you out a lot.
Okay, Rob, cheap. Now, my husband is at the head of the list when it comes to cheap.
Economical.
Okay, and then a lunch date. You can go to your spouse's job, and then they go to lunch with you. Take them to lunch. It's a surprise.
Okay? Oh, brown bag lunch date. You don't have to take them anywhere. Just bring a brown bag, a peanut butter sandwich, and some chips, and a cookie or something.
When the last time you ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Rob? I didn't think
moving
so.
Right
moving
along.
Right along. Okay. But, all right, but you will eat some chicken. I could
every
bring some
day.
Chicken every day. All right. And then a stay-at-home date where you get, and nobody is at the house. Don't answer any phones, no TVs, no devices, and it's your date. You know, now, we used to do this. This is a secret. We used to do this when our children were little, and I mean young children, and they had to go to school, and one of them was still in daycare.
Keep it GP.
This is GP. And we would
no,
take
PG, it. I mean.
I don't know why I listen to you. Okay, so PG. Okay, we would take the children to their respective schools, daycare, nursery, whatever it was, and we would come back home, take that day off, and we would spend the whole day doing whatever we wanted to do. And usually, it was in the house, upstairs, in our room. That's it. That's PG.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's,
all right.
That's PG.
That's PG.
Thank you.
And we sometimes would go downstairs, eat, veg out on things, and then people thought We were coming, when we go pick up the children, they thought we were coming in from work. But we did that as a treat to ourselves every month.
And the kids always wondered why we were so happy when we picked them up.
It brings about a lot of joy. That's a cheap date. It's a doable date and a fun date, right?
It is.
An intimate date. And then here's the last one, travel date. Go on trips without the children. Travel date can be with kids when you're young. Then it can be with couples sometimes. Mm-hmm. But also, you should also do some travel dates together. Just the two of you.
Now, it's like run up to Athens or something and come back or something like that.
Or either North Georgia, Georgia. We've been there. Callaway Garden. Mm-hmm. We've been there. We've been a lot of little things that were really affordable and a lot of fun for us.
They're affordable if you stay in the car.
Yeah.
Just drive up there, look, and come back.
This is cheap. Now, it takes us to Couples Cafe. And we've got a dynamic couple today. And you're going to tell us about Mr. and I'm going to tell you about Mrs.
Well, this gentleman is no stranger to, let's talk about it with attorneys. He has been on our show before. This is attorney Kirby Clemens II. He is a sought-after expert for national television, providing analysts on high-profile cases for CNN, HLN, MSNBC, Court TV, and True TV. A lot of alphabets he's been working with, it seems. Demonstrating his role as a leading voice in legal commentary. Kirby's legal career began in prosecution, serving in various capacities in Georgia and Brooklyn, New York. His prosecutorial, I love that word, prosecutorial, I think I'm pronouncing it right, career include roles as senior trial attorney, appellate attorney, counsel to the Sex Crimes and Special Victims Unit, and first deputy bureau chief of a specialized trial unit.
I think I just, you know, want to help you a little bit. It's prosecutorial.
What did I say?
You said prosecutorial.
Oh, I left cuticle out. Thank you for that.
I have lived with a man who is a wordsmith who has always corrected me.
You know, I invent words too now. I want you to know that.
I love to get you back.
That's a new word.
All right, let's talk about Mrs. The Mrs., the other side of this couple, is Dr. Suzette Clemens. And she is a podiatrist and has her own practice. And she attended Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she received her bachelor's in nursing, Rob. So she worked as a nurse for several years. I forgot that about Dr. Clemens. And she's very compassionate and effective with her patients. And she left nursing to pursue a doctor's degree in podiatry. Okay. And so now... And she's my podiatrist. You know that.
Oh, she's good, too.
And she's good.
Very good.
Have you been, honey?
No, I have no need to.
Okay, let me tell you.
If I do, I'll go.
She is good.
I know. I've seen your feet. Believe me.
She creates such imagery when she's giving you a shot. Like, she makes you think about the waters in Jamaica, you know, in the Caribbean. She does. She creates, and she got visuals in the office and positive affirmations. And then she stick you, and you don't even feel it. So welcome to the Couples Cafe.
Welcome, Clemens. We appreciate
the Clemens, Kirby and Suzette Clemens.
Thank you so much.
Now, Kirby, can you hear me, Kirby?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now,
I hear you.
First of all, happy belated birthday, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good.
Thank you for that.
Now, before we start this, I have to ask you the most important question, because you know, me and my daughter, every time we pass a McDonald's, we look for that sign, that special sign, and I know you know where I'm going. Did you get McRib for your birthday?
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not get a McRib for my birthday, but I certainly treated myself in the 12 days preceding my birthday.
Good for you, my friend. I know McDonald's really appreciate you when they put that out. They really do.
I can't even believe you eat it, but I can hear your wife groaning in the background.
Look, I got my daughter when she was going to your school. I got her to cover me up. I was like, look, what we're about to do tonight, I just need you to keep your mouth shut. Don't tell your mama.
There you go.
We got a McRib sandwich.
You and Rob went to the same school because he did it with donuts and chocolate milk. That's what he
eats.
The kids couldn't tell us that's what they have for breakfast on the way to school. Well, Clemens, thank you for joining us today. And we want to get right into, you've been married for how long now?
30.
We were married for 30 years.
It seems like 50,
years.
I'm sure.
Right?
Well, you know, but we dated for 7, so technically we've been a couple for 39 years.
Awesome. Great. Okay.
Now, I can't believe you liked him that long, Suzanne. I just can't believe
7 years.
Right? He's still trying to get his money back.
Well, you know, we know every couple has that secret sauce, and we talk about it a lot. Like, what makes it work? What keeps the music going? What makes you wake up and still feel honored and blessed to be a couple with one another? What's the secret sauce?
You want to go first, Suzette?
Kirby, go ahead.
Well, I'll say this. We're not in competition with each other.
That's good.
Meaning, and we love each other. I mean, from the time I first met her and saw her and said, I'm going to meet that girl, and then met her that very night, you know, hundreds of miles away at church, I saw her then. And we just helped each other out. When I ran for judge, she was my campaign manager, although she'd never run a campaign before, and that, you know, but we were running on a shoestring budget. When she went to podiatry school, I was going to run for office here, and then I was like, no, and she was willing not to go. And my mother said, you know, boy, you've been waiting on God to open the door, and now you're going to be a fool when the door opens. So I obviously went to New York. Wow. And, you know, and I helped her, worked, did whatever I could, you know, and then we came back. We helped each other with our practices. So we're not in competition, and we don't have necessarily lives separate from each other. We are interwoven everywhere.
I love that.
It's kind of how I view it.
I love it. Hold your thoughts, Suzette, because we have to go to a break for right now. We'll be right back with you guys. Now, you're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and the Clemens on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community. We want you to be a part of this conversation. Tell us about your secret sauce, too. 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
Listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We're on News and Talk, WAOK, Voice of the Community. And you, if you've joined us now, you're listening to a power couple, and that is Dr. Suzette Clemens with her husband, the Honorable lawyer in our community, is doing some phenomenal things, Kirby Clemens II, or Junior. And, you know, we admire this couple. We've known them for many years. Actually, I had their children at the school. We've known, and we were at their wedding. I know you probably can't remember that, but we were at their wedding, and they've been now married for over 30 years. But what I've admired them always. And the only thing that threw a chink in the armor was when Kirby admitted that he liked McRibs. That took me. It took the light out of my eyes, and I mean, I admired him. I mean, he's smart. He's brilliant. I mean, he can converse about anything, Rob. But when he told that he ate, I can't hardly get it out good. But no, I don't know. No. I don't know how his dear wife is. Put up with that kind of foolishness.
But let me say something before we get to Suzette. That, you know, Kirby made a good point. He said he literally bribed his daughter to not to tell his wife that he was going to get a McRib or whatever. I want to know, which one of my kids told you that I was doing that?
Well, let's
which
see.
Which one of those little
Loose
snitches
lips.
Told you?
The snitches, they're ditches for snitches, right?
Yeah. I'm going to start digging when I get home.
It was Victoria.
I knew it.
That
he
was
couldn't
my
whole water.
That's my sister okay. girl. You know, gotcha. When you know the gotcha. Mothers and daughters.
All right, I just want to know. I got it now. All right, we're good.
All right, Suzette. Tell us about
Victoria.
I know.
Tell us about your secret sauce. How do you keep the music going?
So I don't know if it's a secret sauce, but we do it anyway. So I think to me, we truly do sincerely love and care about each other, and I think that's really it. Some people talk about it, but we actually do it, and I think that's the big difference. And it's not like Kirby said, we're not competitive. We literally look to see, we listen to each other, that's key, and then we look to see how we can strengthen each other. That's, I think, the biggest gift we have, and we look we look for signals that we send. And I know, like, for instance, yesterday for Kirby's birthday, he started sniffling and coughing. So one of his gifts I got him was some, you know, multi-symptom cold medicine and some tissue in a bag. Because, you know, when somebody starts to, you have to listen to your partner's language when they're high, when they're low. And your job is to listen. And one of the things I love about Kirby Jr. is that he's very much like his dad and my dad in that his word is impeccable. Mm. And when he says something, it's already done. Good or bad, because he can use the word, you know, to say something. And I'm like, if he says it, whether he's mad or whether he's elated, I know whatever he says, it's already done. So being impeccable with your word has been very important. And I want to give a new definition to love. Love is contending for another's highest good in every situation until it becomes a manifestation. Mm. And I really do feel that in this relationship of, we've actually been a couple since age 19, and Kirby just turned 59 yesterday, and I'll be 59 on the end of this month of January. So it's been a long journey, and I can't say a perfect journey, but it's been a perfect journey for us.
You know, I'm sorry, go on, yeah. Go on.
Go ahead, that's it.
You know, I was thinking about that. That was a beautiful expression and definition of love. And, you know, when I think about that, because I have a definition, this is a serious definition of love. When I think of Vicky, love to me is how she makes me feel about me when I'm with her.
Yes.
That's love,
yes.
How she makes me feel about me. Mm. And that's why I love her, because how she what she does for me. And because what she does for me, it's going to be a benefit and a blessing for her. Mm. So that's how we express love, and that's how we define love. You also mentioned something about a language, and I want to talk to you about that, too. What's your love language? You know, they say you got five love languages. Which are all of those love languages are you guys?
I think I use all of them. I received, now, the one that I give the most, I think, would be the acts of services, quality time, and the physical touch. I actually give and receive pretty much on the same level, but all of those are mine. I'm like Vicky said about the words of affirmation. My office is loaded. There's hardly any wall space. I have affirmations everywhere because, again, the power of the word to convert is so powerful. You know, so to me, I believe all of those are important, and there are different seasons when those will be important, because there are times when you need that physical touch, but there are times when you're like, no, don't touch me right now. So you have to understand that all are so vital, but you have to be able to read. It's like reading the room. You have to read your relationship to see what is that language that is needed right here, right now, because we all, as human beings, we're going to go through stuff. It's just, it's going to happen. So you have to learn what is necessary in that season to help that person get back in the right tune, you know, with what they need for their success for here on earth.
And also understand the other person may not necessarily. I am not one of those love language people. I mean, I sure I am, you know, and I'm sure you can figure it out, but you kind of got to tell me, because if you don't touch me, all right, cool. I'm just going along. I do acts of service. That's what I give. If you say, Kirby, come get me at 2 in the morning, I'm coming to get you. You know, as my sister will say, I may grumble when I get you. Like, you mean to tell me you waited till 2 in the morning, but I'm going to be there at 2 in the morning every time. So I do that. In terms of receiving, I'm like a dog, man. As long as you get food and water, I'm good. But if you need something from me, and Suzette had to learn this about me. You know, sometimes you got to tell me, you know, and it's good to have Gabby. You know, you got to say, hey, you know, you know, a hug is okay today. I'm like, oh, my bad. You know, I got, because, you know, you get caught up in work. My brain starts firing away. I'm going along. And so Suzette, you know, her cross to bear is knowing that I may not necessarily be the most quickly affectionate, romantic kind of dude. But once you tell me, hey, you know, and she'll just say, you know, you haven't done anything romantic. Boom. I now know. She don't got to tell me what she wants, although it does help.
So just to let y'all know, I make him hug me every day. His prerequisite for leaving the house is that he must hug me before he goes.
That's
so
good.
I'm like, you have to create it. Don't just think, oh, they're going to do it. No, it's not going to happen. You literally
and it has
have
to be hugged
to...
a certain way. It has to be left heart to heart, a hug for like until our breathing and our everything synchronized. It's a whole
synchronized.
Process.
Synchronized. Yes.
not of that fake stuff, huh?
Not when the little church hugs.
No, because yeah. A lot of times people think, oh, it's just going to happen. No, you have to. We train people how we want to be treated, whether
That's
we
right.
realize it or
You're
not.
You're right.
So who best for you to train? So Kirby has trained me, and I have trained him. Mm. And that's life. People think, oh, it's an assumption. No assumptions here. You have to teach people how you want them to treat you.
That's great.
And it makes a difference, yes.
Now tell me this, because you all sound ideal, but I want to talk a little bit about the challenge of managing conflict. How do you all manage conflict?
I'm a writer. If you really piss me off, I'm going to write. I'll write. I will. I am very clear at speaking as well. But sometimes I have to write it down because I have to overcome my emotions to that thing. So when I write it, I can see it logically. Kirby is very left brain, very logical. I'm very right brain, very creative. So I have to write it down so I can process it. You know, from an invisible realm to a physical realm. And then I can get, hey, is this what you meant? This is how I felt. Did you mean this? Did you say this? Because sometimes I'll hear things that he said he didn't say. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. So, and then what I've learned along this journey is my job is not to change somebody else. My job is to change me. So at the end of the day, I got to check me and find out what in me created that conflict. So it's really about learning to take ownership of the world that you've co-created, you know. So to me, that has been a big game changer, shifting from blame to owning, that really has made a big difference.
I like
now,
that.
Now, I will say this on my end. I mean, because it's a multifaceted topic for me. Because one, we went through menopause because Suzette had early menopause. She often says publicly, so I'm not
38,
lighting
it
up. So I can certainly tell you about that ride. That's a whole different ride. But
been there,
overall,
done that.
I'm not a super emotional guy. You know, I don't like to analyze or address things when I'm angry or upset. So if something is said that I perceive a certain way, I'm going to wait because I don't think I know I don't make good decisions or think clearly when I'm either overly ecstatic or upset. So I'm like, let me wait and then let me revisit what it was that bothered me, and then. That helps me to speak in truth that if the goal is a resolution, then let's talk about it. If the goal is just to be to offend you back, then I don't go for that. Again, we're not in competition. If you offended me and I think that what you did was pretty obviously offensive, I'll let you know. I'm going to tell you why this was offensive to me. I'm not trying to insult you, but this is how I felt. This is what it meant. And sometimes she'll be like, that's not what I meant. Or I didn't view that as offensive. So it's like, all right, well, now you know, at least for me. And then I think that is the key. She writes, and then again, we have to agree on the facts, what happened, you know, which requires a commitment to the truth in a relationship. If you're just all about winning, then you're not going to have a commitment to the truth. And obviously, I'm a trained debater. That's what I do. So in a verbal back and forth, I'm going to win on that one. Like, I'm just going to win. But when and I did. I mean, that's why she would start writing, because that way she got everything out. And then it's like, you know, I can't really object. And all I can do is read it and be like, you know what? That's true. That's true. That's true. And if we agree and if everything is true, I'm like, you know what? You got the facts right. So, and that was wrong. Or I didn't mean it that way. Or let's revisit it. Because sometimes are you upset because something was objectively angering? Or are you upset because of something, you know, some predisposition, some baggage you brought with you that, you know, we didn't know about until now? And that's both of us. So we got to understand it, and then we get the resolution, because obviously we don't want to be back here again, because I like to move in a straight line. So let's figure out why we're upset. And in some stuff, you know, you always do this. You know what? I do.
Man, I really hate to interrupt the flow of this great conversation, but hold on, guys. We're coming right back. We have to go to a break. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community. Join us at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on WAOK News and Talk. We're the voice of the community, and we want to hear from you. Our call-in number is 404-726-1380. And we're going to come back in. We've got a power couple with us today, the Clements, and we've got a two callers maybe on the line, but we're going to go to Courtney from Buford. Courtney, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, dear. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Go on with your observation or your question. I think she's driving. She might have dropped. She dropped. Okay. We'll come back. Call us back, Courtney. Do we have another caller on the line? Okay, good. All right. We'll go right into Dr. Clements, I think, was talking when we went out. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about managing conflict. And I brought up during the break that I like the fact that Kirby was able to say, look, you can't beat me when it comes to debating. And that's a nice way of putting it. And so Suzette figured out I won't beat him that way, but I can put my thoughts down, bring attention to it. And then he has to ponder that which he read. I think that's a good thing, making the adjustment when it's necessary. Yes.
Oh no! Now she's good at debate. Don't get me wrong. She is phenomenal at debate. If my wife is anything, she is a fast learner, and I taught her, I think, far too well, because she is good at the debate. She's great at asking the question that corners you, and she's also a good investigator because she figured out about my McRibs because my daughter held water. But my wife was able to look at the bank statement and go, what'd you buy at McDonald's?
There you go.
And I have a habit of keeping receipts in my pockets. And she connected all the dots quickly. And she does it all the time.
Kirby, you're telling all our secrets. Vic, how did you catch me? You told me earlier.
He left evidence.
Evidence. Now, you being an attorney, Kirby, you know how powerful evidence can be. I just don't know how to get rid of evidence. I'll make a terrible crook. I really would.
Oh, me too. That's why I'm on the stretch. I defend criminals now.
There you go.
Not criminals. But those accused of crime.
Exactly.
But I learned my lesson.
Y'all got to understand, living with Kirby as a trial attorney, every single argument becomes a closing argument.
I bet. So I'm like,
wow.
You know, so I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that. Rob and I were talking about we never competed when it came to our career or raising our children. Our competition is when we were arguing. And so we didn't learn the secrets of the Clements, you know, so we're both very determined debaters
and competitive.
We are going to win.
Yes.
And we wake up in the middle of the night and keep it going and saying, that's what I was saying. And then nudging the other, then he nudged back. That's what I was saying. So we've not mastered that well. And but that's what we do. It's how we work it in the Turners. We fight hard, but we love as hard as we fight. We love
it. And we do go to bed angry. And I said this before. We go to bed mad at each other. We want to be competitive. We want to have one up on the other one. Then when we wake up, we forgot what we were arguing about.
I don't know if that's a senior thing or what.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I think it starts with really just, I think, doing everything with integrity, meaning you love with integrity.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
care for the other person with integrity. So if we're having an argument, I'm not trying to hurt my wife.
That's right.
I'm trying to express some hurt that I had or some disappointment or whatever. And then I might find out, you know what, I shouldn't have been hurt at all. Or, yeah, she needed to say what she said the way she said it because she said it to you plenty of kind ways and you just didn't get it.
Yes.
Now you got it, don't you? Like, yeah. Okay.
So, right. It's really just to better understand because that we're all on a journey of understanding.
Yes.
You know, so it's really, and to know that he would not intentionally say something to hurt me, I know that that's like a core belief of mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come from that premise, I'm like, okay, what does this mean? What it, you know, and it's not always clean and pretty, but it's coming from that core belief of, well, it's for my good somehow, but I don't understand it. But I will tell you, we argue about stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's
we argue
terms.
About paper and plastic.
That's the
we
terms.
Argue about what.
Buying
I mean,
all these bags
stuff.
At Aldi. Because she don't want to buy them. She said, bring your bags. I'm like, I'm not recycling a bag.
Yes. Bring your bags. So I'm just saying, it's stupid.
I feel you, Doc.
Now.
I feel you. I don't want to buy them.
That's
Rob.
Right?
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. We figured out that most of our arguments are about nothing.
It's nothing.
That's why you could fall asleep and wake up and say, "Now, did we have an argument yesterday? What was it about?" But you know what we've done even here today. One of the secrets that Rob and I kind of tapped into early is we learned to laugh. We laugh a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know.
It's not that deep. You know, in those early years, it just seems so deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just got to, let's talk about it a little bit more. No, we have learned not to take ourselves so serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably laugh at the most inappropriate things that people would just, like I am about Kirby and that Mac rib. They might say, I can't even deal with the turtles. That's too foolish. But we just have done that well. I think we've passed that on to our children. Yeah. You know, we're going to laugh about this. It's not that deep. Let's get over it. And I want to thank you all for the witness and demonstration that you have to the larger community of how couples can coexist successful on a mission, a purpose for their individual life, and then their purpose collectively as a unit. And the what you have modeled for your own children. And Suzette, you mentioned your dad, and then Kirby mentioned his, and you mentioned Kirby's dad. So you've had some modeling for you from your parents. That's a wonderful thing that thread still lives on, and you model that for your children.
You know, you guys have been a wonderful resource in the community, doing great things in the medical field and in the legal field. So before you go, I want you to tell the people how they can contact you. Hopefully they utilize your services because you are great. We give you a very, very high recommendation.
Yes.
Reference.
Oh, thank you so much. So my office website is drfoot.biz, drfoot.biz, and our phone number is 404-241-7400.
Okay.
And for the Clements Law Group, it is theclementslawgroup.com, personal injury and criminal defense. If you can go to jail, I handle it. And if you got hurt by somebody else, we can get you paid. And it's 404-212-1928.
Well, I can say, I thank God I've not had to use Kirby. We've not hurt anybody. You know, Rob didn't try to file charges against me when I hit him.
When I hit him upside the head
with that club, he didn't file charges. Okay, we worked it out. But I can attest to Dr. Clements because she's got a magical touch in her hands. And I mean it. I come every time. And you know, I'm a seasoned woman as I embrace, but my problem with embracing it is I can't wear heels like I used to. And I go see Clemens when I need a shot in them toes to get me through a pair of heels. And so I can attest to the magic of Dr. Suzette Clemens and Dr. Foot. And so thank you all so much for being
with us.
Guys.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We enjoyed it.
Have a wonderful New Year.
Happy New Year.
You as well.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Turners. Let's talk about it with The Turners. News and Talk, WAOK. We've had a fun segment with Dr. Suzette Clemens and her husband, the attorney, Kirby Clemens Jr. We've had a wonderful Couples Cafe segment. And now we're going to go to a small break and we'll be right back. So I hope you'll join us. Call in 404-726-1380. See you when I see you.
And it's just the way we planned it.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.